All right, good morning and welcome to the Stock Market Update. Well, we had a long three-day weekend. Markets were closed yesterday on Monday, observance of Martin Luther King Day. And this week's focus are earnings. It is earnings season. 35 of the S&P 500 companies are reporting this week. On deck, Goldman Sachs reported this morning. We'll take a look at this. Bank of America will be reporting, United Health, Netflix. Then also, I need to talk about Peloton. They can't catch a break. Casino stocks, Las Vegas Sands and Wynn are on fire. We'll take a look at this. And there's some breaking news for ATVI this morning. So we have a lot to talk about. And today is Tuesday, January 18th. And if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. And that super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be overwhelming. So don't worry, we have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description. And that's a great place to get started. Okay, Mark, let's take a look at what was happening in the markets last week before we talk about this morning and what's happening here this morning. So I brought up the S&P 500.
Sure. And so the S&P 500 on Friday was up just slightly. Did finish the week lower. Last week, really a combination of inflation concerns, higher interest rate concerns, and then a weaker December retail sales report with mixed earnings just kind of was, you know, created this combination of negative sentiment. Not that bad on Friday, but we did come off of session lows before we headed into the three-day weekend.
Yeah, but I mean, definitely a rocky start into the year. This is where we started the year. And I mean, thus far, the S&P is down, what, a little bit over 2%? I mean, like 2.2%. NASDAQ, on the other hand, I mean, let me also show, where's the first day of the year? First day of the year is right here. And I mean, for NASDAQ, it has been pretty much just straight down. I mean, NASDAQ is down. How much is NASDAQ down right now?
Looks like 4.8%.
4.8%, and we talked about this. We no longer could take a look at the 50-day moving average because it is now trading well below the 50-day moving average. We had to break out the big daddy, the 200-day moving average that it bounced off on Friday. Yeah, because, I mean, still inflation concerns are in focus. And if you take a look at this morning, I mean, we see that the yield is up.
Yeah, and this is where the 10-year yield actually climbed 6 basis points, hitting the highest that we've seen since before the pandemic started. So the last time it was trading at these levels, January 2020, and this is where there are fears over a tighter monetary policy. So the Fed, you know, trying to fight inflation with higher interest rates and traders are recognizing that, and that's putting a lot of pressure on tech stocks and growth stocks and the NASDAQ in particular.
Yeah, so we still have the three big topics, right? I mean, inflation and interest rates, with this is pretty much one topic, because how will the Fed combat inflation? Well, through raising interest rates. And at first we were talking about 2 rate hikes for next year, then 3 rate hikes, and now it's almost certain that there might be 4 rate hikes, and not the next year. I mean, we're already in 2022 this year. Oh, dear Lord. Okay. So this is one of the things. Then we still have the Omicron virus that is going on, although it seems that there's some good news. So over the weekend, it seems that the 7-day moving average is moving lower. However, we also know that over the weekend, usually fewer cases are being reported. So there's a lack in reporting. But it seems that, according to CNBC this morning, the surge shows signs of easing in states that were hit early by the fast spreading variant, especially in New York and I think New Jersey, right?
Yeah, and this also seems to be a trend worldwide. It appears as though I think in the UK and some other countries, they're seeing signs that we could have peaked and we could see a downturn from cases. And so that's definitely a positive.
Yeah. But then also the third thing that everybody's focusing on right now is earnings. We are in earnings season. Last week, 26 companies of the S&P 500 reported earnings. This week, it will be 35. And last week, we already had JP Morgan reporting earnings, and that didn't go well. I mean, bank stocks have been doing well, but then JP Morgan down 6% on Friday. Who else reported on Friday?
We had Citigroup.
Right.
Right.
They City, fell. I mean, recovered, but at first also massively down, still finishing lower 1.2%. And I think also, yeah.
Wells Fargo. I think
Wells Fargo did better.
Yeah.
But also then this morning, Goldman Sachs has been reporting this morning and looks very similar here to JP Morgan. I mean, down 4% in pre-market trading.
And that's the thing. Banks, they should do well with higher interest rates, being able to benefit from those rate hikes. And so there was this optimism going into earnings and some movement driving banks higher because of that. But then the earnings came out and numbers were mixed, some missing expectations. Now with Goldman Sachs missed analyst expectations for earnings. So they earned $10.81 a share compared to an $11.76 expectation. Revenue was a beat, so a little bit of a mix there, but their operating expenses, and this, you know, it was supply chain issues was the buzz term from, you know, last quarter. Now it's operating expenses, right? Now it's higher costs seem to be the big concern going into this earnings, and for Goldman's, operating expenses surged 23% on increased pay for Wall Street employees.
Yeah, and this will be the story, especially because we want to see what do companies say? What do they expect for 2022? And as they say, well, okay, the supply chain issues, they seem to be, well, not a matter of the past, but they seem to live with it and overcome it. But now, yes, inflation at some point is catching up with companies. And this is what we are seeing here right now.
Yeah. And there's the, you know, disconnect in the workforce between low, you know, jobs out there, but not being filled, and then low unemployment, and then having to pay people more to get people to work. And so that could be a big impact, especially for banks and some of, you know, that type of stock or company that has to get people to work with these higher wages.
Yeah. Well, we got to talk about casino stocks because on Friday they were on fire. Las Vegas Sands up 14%. And this is based on good news from Macau, right?
Yeah, that was a nice surprise. Since, you know, full disclosure, Marcus and I both have positions in LVS. So in Macau, they announced that there would be 6 casino licenses granted in that major gambling hub, and Las Vegas Sands having a huge, huge operation there. They were up over 14% on Friday. Wynn was another casino operator that was benefiting from that, up over 8%. And there was another one too, Melco, right?
Yeah, I can remember the ticker.
MLCO.
MLCO, there, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, 16% for Melco, and they're all hanging in there this morning, slightly down in pre-market trading. But we'll take a look here at what the market's overall doing. So they're hanging in pretty well. But we also got to talk about GPS. GPS this morning in pre-market trading down 6%.
Yeah, this is where in this case
Gap.
Morgan's.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's Gap because I just said
yeah.
GPS.
Yeah.
They what the company is, so it's Gap.
Sure. No, the GPS, they're not tracking global positioning. So Morgan Stanley, they downgraded the retailer to underweight from equal weight. And this is interesting. They say that it expects Gap and other mall-based specialty retailers to revert back to the declining path seen pre-pandemic. So that's an interesting take, and it might be something that carries over into some other mall-based retailers. Will we see that shift back to pre-pandemic levels? where it seemed like some of the sales were diluted and they were losing some interest, but then they got a nice boost, really focusing on online sales during the pandemic.
Yeah, but I mean, Kohl's, another retailer here this morning, well, they were up a little bit more. They've pulled back here, now 1.7. They were up as high as 2% this morning. So Kohl's, we also have a position there. No, we don't have a position, but we sold puts. We will see what happens here with Kohl's. Kohl's doing well here pre-market. Up, at least we see some green here, because we'll talk about this. But let's talk about Peloton here also. I mean, Peloton, they can't catch a break. I mean, on Friday, they were already down 2.5%. This morning, down another 1.8%. I switched to a weekly chart here so that we see how they came down from, what, $170 to now $30.
Yeah, and Marcus, I saw a headline, but I didn't make note of it. Was there something in particular?
Yeah, so on Friday, the first news that they hit them on Friday is that the NASDAQ said, well, we're going to drop them from the index. So they will no longer be in the NASDAQ index. And that's kind of a big deal if you're being dropped from one of the major indices. And then this morning, Peloton all said, yeah, you know what? I think we're going to, no, they don't say it. I think they will charge for shipping. And I mean, their treadmills or also the bikes, I mean, they're heavy. So they say, we'll charge $250 for shipping. Now, this is on a treadmill that costs, what, like $1,500, $2,000, $2,500. So, I mean, and then you pay an additional, thus far, shipping was included. And now they say, well, we actually increase our prices here by charging for shipping. And, well, this is where right now investors don't like that news, even though it should help their bottom line. But it seems that investors think they might lose buyers here by doing so.
Sure.
Netflix.
Tough stock.
Yeah. Netflix will report earnings this week. And I'm switched back here to a daily chart. Netflix has been going down, and last week they announced that they will raise their prices as well for their subscription services. Did you
and
see that?
Traders, yeah, I missed that.
Yeah, it's around $1 to $2, depending on what subscription level you have. And on Friday investors like that idea, because Netflix is just pouring billions and billions of dollars into their own production. So they're no longer dependent on other movie producers. And I mean, I think that they're doing really well. Have you seen the latest one, Don't Look Up? Have you seen that one?
I did.
I did too. I thought it was great. It was a great one. I liked it.
It had a great cast. They did well there. Yeah, so Netflix reporting on the 20th. What's that, Thursday?
Yeah, that's on Thursday.
Another one reporting this week that's a biggie, Morgan Stanley.
Oh, yeah, MS, Morgan Stanley. So they'll report also. No, they'll report tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So we'll see. Okay, good. Now, ATVI, huge, big breaking news this morning. ATVI trading up 34%. Look at this. I mean, I really need to zoom out so that you see pre-market trading. They closed on Friday at $65. This morning, they're trading at $88 on news that Microsoft will buy the video game giant. And this was breaking news this morning. So, I mean, they were up 37% right now. They're still hanging in there. That's an interesting move, isn't it?
That's huge. I think that that's great for, well, obviously great for ATVI shareholders. Big jump, getting right back to levels that we saw back in July. And this one, you know, hit pretty hard July on towards the end of last year. So nice move for ATVI.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a look at pre-market action and see what is happening here in the futures market. So we're looking at the E-mini S&P futures. And yesterday, when we opened again after the three-day weekend, it looked like kind of flat, but then overnight they're sliding. Seems that they have found a bottom here, coming a little bit off the lows. But right now, I mean, still down 1%. So it looks like a much weaker opening here. NASDAQ, on the other hand, I mean, NASDAQ, very similar picture here, also coming off the lows, but down 1.5%. So it seems that going into the open, we might see a sea of red. Also the Dow, I mean, Dow is still trading at lows.
Yeah, more weakness in the NASDAQ, but down across the board. And that might make it nice for some wheel trades.
Exactly. So I'm very much looking forward to that today, because it might be a great shopping day for wheel trades. And if you would like to know how exactly we trade this, then take a look at the videos that we have here. So there will be a video on the wheel. I also include a video that I did yesterday on options 101. You might want to check this out. And as always, subscribe to the channel, and we'll see you in the next video.
Happy trading, everybody.